Ask any woman what she needs most with a newborn in the house, and the answer, after sleep, is probably support. And in an age when people move around a lot, it can be hard to get that kind of support when extended family could be very far away. A Rogue Valley organization called Grandmas to Go aims to provide the needed support for families with very young children, the kind of support a grandmother might otherwise provide. Linda Otto is the founder of Grandmas to Go and our guest in the studio today. Linda, good to see you.
Good morning, Jeffrey. It's nice to be here.
So people in the Rogue Valley tend to know you as an actor and people involved with theatrical sorts of things. How did this venture get started?
Well, about 5 years ago, I found a wonderful volunteer job. I am a baby cuddler at Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center. And I'm in the special care nursery, and I get to hold those fragile little babies that are either born too early or who need special medical attention. But what happened one day is I was holding a baby who was going through heroin addiction, it was really tough for me to know that this poor little baby came into the world and had to be weaned off of the drugs that were in his system because his mother was taking heroin while she was pregnant. At the same time, I was a CASA, and I focused on the babies, what are called drug babies. And so I've done that for 5 years. And I realized that our families need support, not just the families that are dealing with challenges such as addiction, homelessness, things like that, poverty. But also, we are in such a stressful world today. It's so hard on our families. And I realized we need to support them. Well, who's around? But women of wisdom and experience, and we are going to live longer than our parents did. We're healthy. We're active. And so I decided I would start something called Grandmas to Go, Family Coaches, and we mentor, nurture, and support new families. And the other side of that is senior women also have that opportunity to stay involved, connected to the community, and giving back, which gives us some really good things inside. There's that oxytocin. You've heard of that.
The bonding hormone.
Yes, the bonding. So every time we hold a baby or we do something with children, we get that little rush of oxytocin. It makes us feel good.
So this is a rich vein when you think about it, considering the number of people who have retired to the Rogue Valley and are looking for some things to do with their time. You've got probably a nearly unlimited supply.
I certainly hope so, because there is always an unlimited supply of new babies and new families that need support. As you mentioned, we are not the nuclear family that we used to be. Sometimes I will have a mom who her mother can come visit from 100 or 1,000 miles away, but she can only stay for a week or two. So she leaves, and especially if you've got twins or if you're a single mom. And also, I work with single dads. So I have one dad. His name is Steve. And we took Steve and Grandmas to Go and his two children to Washington, D.C. this spring, 0 to 3, promoted something called Strolling Thunder. And we brought all the babies with strollers. There was one family representing every state. And we marched around the Capitol Mall, and we all had appointments to go see our legislators and tell them how important it is that we keep this funding for our families and our babies.
Linda Otto is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of Grandmas to Go, based in the Rogue Valley. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So what is the routine like? I mean, how often are people going to come from Grandmas to Go to visit the new families? How long will they spend there, any given visit?
We leave that up to the family and the individual grandma. They work it out. We can go a couple of times a week, and we could stay for a couple of hours, or maybe it's once a week for a few hours. We can also go with them on any kind of appointments that they might have. We can either drive in their car with them and be helping with the babies, or we can meet them somewhere and run errands. I've done a lot of shopping. When we show up at the home, because we are home visitors, we can help out with things like cleaning up the kitchen or making snacks, watching the siblings while mom's in bonding with the new baby. We've folded a lot of laundry in our time.
So pretty much anything that the natural grandma would do is what the grandma to go is going to do.
That's right.
Is there any minimum amount of time you want the
no,
connection
we,
to be made?
No, we don't really have a minimum or a maximum. Like I said, I leave that totally up to the volunteer and the mother or the family that they're working with.
So who is eligible to get the services of Grandma to Go, and how do they apply for those?
Anyone who needs help, and it is not based on anything of income or any kind of particular need.
Because
not at all, because I believe that every family is at risk in our country because we don't take care of our families the way other nations do. When you look at statistics of the 29 richest countries in the world, we come in 26th in child welfare. And we make all of our families, we don't even have paid medical or maternal leave, which every other nation does, except the United States. And it's really hard when parents have to go back to work. We also don't have really good daycare for them. So these are things that we went to push for when we went to Washington, D.C., and we're still going to be pushing for that.
So you're working to make sure that there are governmental systems in place. But in the meantime, there is Grandma's to
go. In the meantime, we're not going to wait for that trickle down to happen. So we're going to do it ourselves. I like to say it's by our community for our community.
Up to what age do you think Grandma's to go? I mean, it's relatively new. So have you thought much about, like, at what age in life this might, the visits might stop? Or is that, again, totally up to the
family? It's totally up to the family. Sometimes we will find that you visit for a few times for the first month or two that a baby is new to the family and they feel like they're settled. And other times you might have that child in your life for years. And it can go either way. So we're really happy to be able to give as many children as we can find another grandma. Because you can never have too many grandmas in your life.
Certainly from the kids' point of view. I wonder, though, about your experience as a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate, where you are the representative for the child in the legal proceedings that go on in foster care cases and that sort of thing. I mean, have you stayed in touch with the kids that you were the CASA for over the years?
I have. Uh-huh. I have. But what I did, Jeffrey, is I took the niche that I would be dealing with the drug babies and alcohol-affected babies. So some of those, I realized that to help the children, we had to help the parents. So I like to say that we wrap our arms around the family and we give them support they need. A lot of these parents were not positively parented themselves. They repeat what they learned. And as you know, babies don't come into the world with an instruction manual. So we have lots of tips that we share. We train our grandmas so that they've got all the information on early infant care and childhood care, current things like back to sleep or safe to sleep. You cannot spoil a baby in the first year of life, so pick that baby up and hold it. That's what it wants. And so we also do a lot of training on abuse and neglect and what happens to the brain with that. And also how the brain grows. It's amazing from pregnancy to preschool. There is so much brain growth. There are a million synapses. Our neural synapses are building a million synapses every second in a child's brain.
Wow.
I've heard
the growth rate of the infant brain is unbelievably fast.
It is. And so that's why what we want is for these children to have positive environment and positive things happening in their life early on, because that's when the foundation of the brain is set, during those first 3 to 4 years of life. And Harvard University Center on the Developing Child said that during the first 4 years of life, there's a million neural connections forming in the brain every second. Dr. Bruce Perry, who did the Child Trauma Academy, says by the age of 4, the brain is 90% adult size, and the emotional, behavioral, cognitive, and social foundations for the rest of life are in place. So we want to make sure these kiddos have that good, solid beginning, because we're going to get rid of a whole lot of things down the road, like special education and juvenile justice systems. We want to fix the things in the beginning. It's much easier to build healthy children from the beginning, and it costs a fraction of what it costs to repair broken ones. And that is a quote from Robin Carr Morse, the author of Scared Sick.
cheaper to build schools than prisons, as other people have observed as well. Linda Otto, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange organization, is Grandma's to Go, based in the Rogue Valley. Got questions, got some comments, some observations perhaps of your own in dealing with young families. We'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I was going to ask about the training. You did mention that there is a fairly copious training. And what about background checks for the Grandma's?
We do background checks. We've got a wonderful program. It's called Verified Volunteers. Takes us about 24 to 48 hours to get a return on a background check. So, yes, we like to say that our grandmas are trained and trusted. So we do background checks. We do training on them. And we do monthly ongoing meetings and continued education. So it never stops. We're just continually learning new things.
So the educational component, obviously the volunteers then come in there knowing a lot of the things that you were just talking about, and how important this stage of life is from birth to four. Certainly. And yet, how do you approach the relationship with the mother and the baby to are you attempting to teach much, or is it just sort of like be there by example?
We do mentor. But what we like to say is we're not experts. We're going to come in there and we're going to help you find your successes. And when you have challenges, we'll share tips from other moms. So we don't come in and say we know everything. But we will say, oh, I had a mom who tried this when the baby was going through this situation. It might work for you. But as we know, every baby is different. And so we like to say that parents are the experts on their child. And we are an advocate for them being the best parents they can be. If we can help our parents to be good, strong parents, then they're going to take care of their kids.
You describe Grandma's to Go as an evidence-based approach. So what kinds of evidence are out there to indicate success with the kinds of things you do?
Well, I can tell you that I have networked with a lot of community partners. And I spent years saying, is this a viable thing to do? And in 2013, Jackson County did a study, and they found that our services here, although we have quite a few of them in the Rogue Valley, they are not sufficient for the number of families that are asking for and needing support. So our community partners include the Family Nurturing Center, the Nurse Family Partnership, Jackson County Social Services, Asante Special Care Nursery, La Clinica, and more. We are trying to team up with these agencies to help them. So if a nurse family partnership has a family that they're finishing their time with them, they give us a call and say, I've got this mama, and she's got two kiddos, and she's a single mom, and she needs some support. So we'll give her a call, and we go in, and we do an interview, and we see, you know, what kinds of things they want help with. And we put the grandma together with the family and do an introduction. And there's always more than one grandma available. Mm-hmm. So we really enjoy supporting our families.
So it sounds like something of a warm handoff then between agencies, where one program is coming to an end and they're no longer eligible for those services. You're there to kind of pick things up.
Absolutely warm handoff. That's right. Hand me that baby.
And I was going to ask you how it dovetails with other things like the relief nursery concept, the Family Nurturing Center, and clearly you've compared pages with them and got
absolutely
lots of buy-in.
Yes. And we are home visitors, so we're a little bit different than the Family Nurturing Center, but we've partnered with all of them, and we all have the same vision, that we want to give children a good chance in life to make them have that strong foundation.
So what numbers do you have so far in terms of numbers of families served and numbers of volunteers available, and then how much bigger do you anticipate that both of those lists getting?
Well, I'm going to tell you that we anticipate going statewide very soon.
Really?
And I want to share something that's very exciting. We are in a competition for something called the Encore Prize that's putting generations together. And I started this application in April. There were 181 applicants. It was a very long, involved process. 78 organizations completed that. They're taking it down to 15 semifinalists, and then it will go to 5 finalists. I am really excited to tell you that we can't tell you for sure, but there's going to be an announcement later today of the final 15, mm-hmm. and we're going to let you know what good news we have that I can't tell you yet.
Well, let us know so we can we can't make the change for the evening rebroadcast of the program. We can put it on the website.
There we go. That's what we do.
So you kind of answered the question with the figure of one so far, but what about grandpas to go? Do you envision a chance for men to get involved in this too?
Well, I was trained as a postpartum doula, and so I decided that what I wanted to do was use the grandma. We're rebuilding our village, and I've had some of the grandmas say to me, well, my husband's very handy. What if somebody needs some handiwork done around the house? Can I have him come in and help? And I said, I think that's a great idea. Yes. So grandpas may assist, but no, right now, I'm sorry. We're just doing grandmas to go.
Just grandmas to go. Okay. And I wonder about the caseloads. How many families assigned to each volunteer?
Once again, we leave that up to the volunteer as to how many cases they want to take on. And sometimes what I've tried to explain is when you first start a case, of course, you spend much more time. And as the family gets a little more settled, then you don't need to visit as often. And life happens. So we want our grandmas to know that they don't have to be committed to be here all the time. We know that you want to go travel and you want to go see your own family. But if you're a woman of wisdom and experience and you are looking for a richly rewarding opportunity to make a difference in your community, we would love for you to volunteer to become a Grandma to Go family coach. We need you. The babies need you.
Grandmas to Go, to the numeral 2, right?
Yes.
Grandmas2go.org.
Right.
Is the website to get a hold. And same place for people to go to find you if they want a grandma.
That's right.
All right. Grandmas2go.org is the place to go. Again, grandmas2, the numeral 2, go.org. Linda Otto is the founder and executive director?
Sure. Let's do that. I think we're calling it CEO now.
All right, CEO of Grandmas to Go, and best of luck with the program, and we'll see if it catches on and gets to go statewide.
It's catching, believe me. Thanks, right. Jeffrey.
Linda Otto, thanks for joining us.